Empty nest has gone wild. What are their property options out there in the marketplace? We're going to talk about it this morning. Stay tuned. Empty nesters, Cleo, you wanted to talk about it. Why?
Well, it's something close to my heart at the moment because my dad's recently, he's downsized and just going through that whole process of moving, a parent into a smaller place has been, quite trying and real, actually. So I thought we'd talk about it because I know I'm not the only one that's doing this at the moment.
And it must be, I do have to say, it must be, there's so many facets of the whole empty nesting. There's the financial side of it. There's the accommodation side of it. You know, physically, mentally, it would be pretty demanding on a lot of your life, because I guess for 20, 30, 40 years, you've sort of done the same thing, and now everything's going to change for an empty nester.
Yeah, I find that the people, like the empty nesters as such, are excited for that new, a lot of them are excited for that new process, where it's the children, that might not have the family home that's been, for 40 years, like you said, they're the ones that are more apprehensive, whereas someone like my dad, for example, he was really looking forward to it, this not having to maintain as much and just, having that next adventure. Whereas we're all like, oh, this was my old room. And, you reminisce, but yet you've moved out, you've moved on with your life. So it's a bittersweet process for sure.
So it's definitely a new chapter. I can see it for dad, and almost with us as well. Like, we've got 18-year-old and 25-year-old still living at home, but you can feel it coming on that they're out of there. They're out of the nest.
Yeah, and they're out of the nest. All that room to yourselves. You and Lise can.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that. And then you got then they bring the grandkids 5-10 years later. They bring grandkids over, I guess. They fill it up again. Something that shocked me that we spoke about was the level of where people's pensions are. And you were talking about the shopping trolley. And I do have to say, after sort of the first thing I thought was, if you can, I think at our age, if you can be conscious for the empty nester and sympathetic to the empty nester, I think it makes life that little bit more easier for them. Like, that pension sitting at $450 a week.
Yeah, that's around $450, $480. Sometimes when they do a little increase per year, you think, oh, the government goes, yes, they're increasing the pension, and it's like $10 or something more. Like, what can you get with that at the shops? Like, nothing.
And then rents going up as well. Morning, Mr. Clinton Wall, clear to you, legend. Okay, so moving that across to property options, how are you seeing that in the rental market, sales market, Northern Beaches at the moment with downsizers? What are they up to?
Look, a one bedroom is attractive. Definitely, there's not a lot of those available, and I do find, out of all my portfolio, the one bedders are usually rented to those semi-retired people from anywhere between 50 and 80. When we do an increase for those properties with the landlords, most landlords, those without the really high pressure of a really high interest rate, they do take the fact that they're tenants are in that bracket, and they modestly increase rent enough to keep them financial and to have their property still making money, but also not squeezing as much as what you could if you were gonna re-let it in the current market when it's vacant. So we do take that into consideration for sure, and a lot of these tenants have been in the properties for a long time too, like 5, 6, 7 years. and that's their retirement. They plan on staying there. They're not buying into the market again. So those kinds of tenants, one, they're, you know, always quiet. You never get noise complaints. They pay rent on time. They look after the property. They're great tenants. But yeah, like I said, the pension's not a lot, and you know, whatever savings you have can get eaten up really quickly. So it's a tough balance for sure.
So with an empty nester, are you seeing in that rental market, are you seeing they're more singles or more couples?
More singles, actually. And you know, there are some, you know, we do have couples, retiree couples, but I find that a lot of them are widows as well, which is a little bit dark for morning minutes, but they are. They're, you know, they've lost hubby or wife, and now, you know, their parent, they don't want to move in with the children. They still want their independence, so they rent a one bedroom on their own, you know.
And the real property options, I guess, for entry level, for people that don't know, to buy and to rent, I guess probably the strongest entry level is a studio. Yeah, but even studios, we're renting, I think, our lowest studio is $460, $480 per week. And then to buy one of those, it's about $600 to $650K. How, if you're getting a $450 pension a week, how do you pay that rent? Is there rental assistance there, is there?
I believe they get rental assistance for sure. They've got super, they might have sold their property and have got some savings, you know, behind them. You can't have a lot in order to keep the pension, but at the same time, you know, some of them are self-funded retirees as well. You know, they just live off their savings and that's what pays their rent. We do have quite a few complexes that are for over 55s only, and those rents are also they're not capped, but they're below market value if it wasn't rented to someone over 55. I think I managed 3 or 4 of those. They're great, but at the same time, yeah, the rent is a little bit lower than what you'd expect in the normal market.
I think if we're aware of the numbers, I think if we're aware of the situation, I googled it this morning. I didn't know how to spell nesters, whether it was ORS or ERS.
Spelling's not your strong point, Mark. That's okay.
Anyway, I googled it, and up came empty nest syndrome. And what that refers to is the grief that many parents, here it is, I'm reading it, many parents will feel when their children move out of home. This condition is typically more common in women who are more likely to have been or had the role of primary carer. So I just have to say on finishing off this morning, empathy, a bit of compassion for the primary carers, acknowledgement, and it's a real thing. And if you do get a chance, watch, I think it's called Live to 100 or The Blue Zones on Netflix. And it talks about all the people that live the longest in the world, the cities where people live the longest in the world. And it does a really good summation at the end of the series of what they all had in common. And what the one thing that I took away that I can apply to today's show was it was that sense of community. So when the kids gave time and support and the community gave, and there was a community there for the person, they lived well, they lived longer. So I think empty nesters, it's a big thing.
For sure. And we can't live without them either. Like we do need them, definitely.
That's it. You know what? These guys were there. The oldies were there for us when we were young. So, yeah, go visit your mum or your dad and look after them. And for property, I think you know, for me, what stands out, and it was funny because I was independently talking with Lisa about this morning, I think just making sure that you are saving for a rainy day when you're in your sort of 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s, because that whole empty nest thing, you know, does happen, and it's nice to have a bit of financial independence behind you. Like your old man, you know, perfect example, you know, he's... you know, he would be very uncomfortable in his situation if he hadn't, you know, saved along the way.
For sure. We're not the generation for saving. That's true. And, you know, that rainy day, we're like, what rainy day? And it's not raining today. Today's sunny. Who cares about tomorrow? But, yeah, it's important anyway.
Anyway, respect to the empty nester. Have a great day, Cleo.
You too. Thanks, Mark. Bye.
See you guys. Thanks for watching. Cheers. Bye.